Open our Bibles to Proverbs 18 and 21. Woo! Proverbs 18 and 21. If you're there, say amen. If not, say hold on. Amen. Bible could be either book form or your digital form. Amen. If you don't have either one, you're welcome to follow along on our screen. That's what it's here for. Amen. To just assist us. Amen. If you're getting to be like me, it's very difficult sometimes to see. Amen. Are we there? Proverbs 18 and 21. Amen. The word of the Lord says, the tongue has the power of life and death, and those that love it will eat of it. That's how my version reads. But here it reads, life and death are in the power. Somebody say power. Life and death are in the power. Life and death are in the what? Power of the? Life and death. I'm glad somebody's listening. Life and death is what? Life and death? Life and death? Listen, say self. There is power in my mouth. Say it again. There is power in my mouth. Now say it like you're convinced of it. There is power in my mouth. One more time. There is power in my mouth. There is power in my mouth. Woo! We've been talking about the 10 curses that literally block the blessings of God. And this is one of them. This verse, understanding the verse, life and death are in the power of the tongue. You can either bless yourself or you can curse yourself. Words can release the promise of God, and words can block the promises of God. Let me say this again. I need you to understand this. Words can release. Somebody say release. The promises of God. And words can block the promises of God. There is creative power behind the words that are spoken. Let me say this again. There is creative power behind the words that you speak. Watch this, watch this. When God created the atmosphere, what does the Bible say? He spoke. When God created the planets, the stars, and the universe, the Bible says he what? When he wanted the light, amen, the sun, what did he do? He spoke. When he wanted the oceans and the dry grounds, he what? When he wanted birds, he what? Fish, he what? When he wanted the shrubs, the grass, the trees, he what? He spoke. There is creative power in the words that you speak. Now, why do I say that? Because watch this. But when he created man, he spoke to who? Himself. And the Bible says he formed us in his and in his images that we resemble God. We have nose, eyes, ears, mouth, right? His likeness is that we're just like him. We act just like him. We conduct ourselves just like him. We have the same creative power. We have the same attributes. We serve a creator. What do we tend to do? We create. We build things. We put things together. We like to paint. Music is creative. Art is creative. Singing is creative. buildings create, we create. Why? Because we're made in the image and in the likeness. Oh, somebody give God some praise. So his creative power in speaking the word is in us. Because we are made in his image and in his likeness. There is life and death in the power. Say it with me. There is power in my mouth. Oh, it sounds like only one person is convinced of that. There is power in my mouth. There is power in my mouth. Look, put your hand over your mouth and say, there's power in my mouth. There is authority in you. Listen, you can either bless something or you can kill something with your mouth. Somebody give God some praise in the house of the Lord. Listen. There are some good, loving Christian people who gladly speak boldly about the things that don't concern them. There are some. I'm not talking about unsaved folks. I'm talking about church folk. We got church folk that are constantly talking about things that ain't none of their business. They have ministry and they call it phone ministry, which is really gossiping. Today we don't even have to know, we just text it. Trouble brewing in congregations because people don't mind their mouth. They're always talking about things that don't concern them. Well, I'm glad I got somebody. They don't mind boasting about how big their mouth is. You know, we got folks, have you ever heard folks that say, well, I'm glad they didn't talk to me because, they, you know, people know my mouth. Ooh, man, child, if they come to me and they tell me, you know my mouth, I'll tell them something. I'll cut them a new one. I'll rip them to shreds. You know, there are people that we stay away from because I don't want to tell brother so-and-so and I don't want to talk to sister so-and-so because they got a mouth. And if we rub them the wrong way, woo, their mouth goes. And so there are people that we know within the body of Christ who boast about how big their mouth is. They're always yelling. You know, you don't want to get them on your wrong side because, man, they go to town. And you're looking around for some duct tape. They don't mind boasting about how big their mouth is. Child, they know my mouth. They know I always got something to say. You see, some people seem to be a walking complaint department. Things are always wrong. Nothing is never right. It's always somebody else's fault. My life is rotten. Oh, I wish I was dead. I shouldn't die. Oh, I can't stand my life. I can't even stand myself. They you can't even say hello because they'll dump all that garbage. They are a walking complaint department. Always complaining. If it's raining, oh, I can't stand the rain. If it's sunny, oh, it's too hot. If it's cold, oh, it's too cold. I can't stand the cold. I can't wait for the summer. But as soon as the summer comes out, oh, I can't stand the heat. We got some folks that are like garbage collectors. They're holding on to junk. Speaking evil things. Speaking death over things and over situations. I'm not talking about unsaved folks. I'm talking about folks that the Bible says that we are renewed by the renewing of the mind. That old things have passed and here are all things made new. Evidently, your mouth needs, you need some mouthwash. You need some Holy Ghost mouthwash. All always, when there's a problem, instead of finding a way to encourage, instead of finding the good in it, amen, what they do is they knock it down. Somebody's looking for encouragement. Listen, sister, what do you think? I'm thinking about buying. Oh, no, you don't want to buy a car. I don't know how you're going to do that. You can't afford that. We're supposed to encourage. Encourage. Absolutely. You want to buy a car? Call me. I want to be there for you. I want to see that blessing. Start saving some money. Start saving. Start budgeting your money so you can get somebody, get a good down payment for that car. Find a way to encourage that. We're very quick at killing somebody's dream. Oh, somebody give God some praise in the house. So there are people, even within our midst, that there just seem to be garbage collectors. Everything that comes out of their mouth is always spewing garbage and poison. But for some reason, these same people that I talk about, the ones that don't mind boasting about how big their mouth is, that they're always yapping, they're always putting people down and putting themselves down. These same people, they are afraid to declare the word of God and what God says over their situation. I have found that these same people that are garbage collectors, that are always talking junk, that are always putting people down in every situation down. Oh, I can't stand this. I can't stand that. I hate this. They go out to eat. They want to have a good time. And oh, it was a lousy time. Oh, the dinner was cold. The dinner was lousy. The chef was this. Oh, the waiter was this. Nothing is never good. But it's these same people that are constant complainers. They are the same ones that are intimidated or afraid to say what God says about the situation. If you can't say amen, at least say ouch. Let me know that somebody's alive out there. Say it with me. There is power in my mouth. There is power in my mouth. There is power in my mouth. Beloved, if you don't remember anything today, at least remember this. There is power in my mouth. There is power in my mouth. You can either bless yourself or you can curse yourself. You can either bless yourself or you can curse yourself. You can either speak the blessings of God upon you or you can curse yourself. If you say, I'm always broke and I never have any money, guess what? If you always say, I can't afford it, there are people here that have been working hard for years and have never taken a vacation. Never. Not because they haven't desired to. Every time they see those commercials of Hawaii, oh, I wish one day. But you keep speaking death over it. I'll never go there because I can't afford it. But last time I checked, your Bible says I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. All of a sudden, it got quiet. You can either bless yourself or you can curse yourself. You can either bless someone or you can curse someone. You can either, listen to this, parents, you can either bless your children or you can curse your children. Some of us go to God on behalf of our children because of their misbehaviors, and I was one of them. Oh God, with my child. Lord, fix them. And God said, well, look at your case. Rather than going to God and speaking ill to God about your children, you begin to say, God bless my child. Lord, I speak salvation over my child. Lord, your word says this about my child. Woo! Sometimes I just sit and I observe how parents treat their child. And it's shameful how some parents today speak to their infant children, to their toddlers. They speak to them like they're some truck driver or something. And what you're doing, you're cursing them. Every time you say damn, you're cursing them. I've heard parents, come here, you no good for nothing. And guess what? That child will grow up to be no good for nothing. They just curse that child. Beloved, here's the thing. We need to start minding our mouth. We need to stop listening to respond, because there are people that listen to this talk. The Bible says, be not quick to what? Speak. Before you open your mouth, think about it. Because watch this. You've heard me say this before, and I'm just going to say it again. I believe you can think anything you want, but you shouldn't say it. Everything you think. There are things you just have to reserve. Keep it to yourself. If you start thinking about what you're going to say, you won't be so quick to open your mouth. You know, there's a saying I learned a long time ago. It says, if you don't want people to know how ignorant you are, this is good teaching here. We need to monitor our mouth. You ought to listen to some of the garbage that comes out of your mouth. You ought to listen to some of the stuff that comes. I said that, really? Because we say it in haste, we say it out of anger, we say it out of frustration. And we're killing people. We're wounding people. We're cursing people. And we're cursing ourselves. Because the Bible says this. Whatever you sow, so shall she reap. So whatever you're putting out, that's why, you know, when I teach about gossip, you need to be careful who you talk about. Because you know, we criticize somebody else's children for their misbehaviors, and next thing you know, those things that you're criticizing begin to show up in our Joshua, I got quiet in here, man. We have the power to speak life into something or death into something. We have the power to speak life into something or death into something. You know, beloved, I choose to speak life. I choose to speak life. I choose to bless you. I choose to go before God and say, Lord, I love them. Lord, bless your children. Cover them with your grace. Cover them with your mercy. I stand where I come to that place. Where I have learned to mind my mouth. And I much rather bless you than to curse you. I much rather bless you than to curse you. I much rather speak life into you than death over you. We have the power to speak life into something or death into something. Let me say this to you. Stop speaking defeat over your life. Stop speaking defeat over your life. Okay, I'll say that again. I got four amens on that. Stop speaking defeat over your life. Stop saying, I don't know what to do. Oh man, something came up. I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Oh, this is gonna kill me now. What are you doing? You're speaking death. You're speaking a curse over it. And let's be real. We have all done this, haven't we? Haven't at one time or another we have spoken death or cursed ourselves? Oh, here we go again. This is never going to get over. I'm never going to get out of this hole. Oh, I don't know how I'm going to fix this. What you have just done, you have spoken defeat over your situation, over your circumstance. This is why you never seem to get out of, you're always treading water. Because you spoke it into existence. Somebody say, there is power in my mouth. Say it again. One more time. Somebody give God a hand clap of praise. Watch this. When storms come your way, you determine how long you stay in the storm. You like that one, don't you? That was a revelation they got last night. When storms come your way, when trouble comes your way, you determine how long you're going to stay in that storm. Some of us have been in the same storm, let's call them situation, circumstance, for a very long time. Where it was maybe, see, storms are necessary, storms do come, but you know, they don't last forever. Amen? Maybe 1-2 days. Amen? It rained this week, 4 or 5 days, right? And it blew by. You see, storms come, and they're only there. You ought to be learning from those storms. You ought to be learning from those situations. You ought to be learning from those problems. Whew! But instead, we speak defeat over those problems. So the storm that was only met for a few days, here you are now 10, 20, 30 years in the same situation, in the same problem, in the same boat, but it was only meant to be a few days. Israel cursed themselves. Their journey was only supposed to be 12 days. But because they were constantly what? This is what God said. My ears have heard what you said, so let it be as you have said. God was the supplier. God wanted to provide everything and lead them straight to the promised land. A journey of 12 days because of their constant murmuring and complaining. Oh, we need to go back. Oh, they cursed themselves and they were in the wilderness for what? 40 years. But it only was meant to be 12 days. Somebody needs to say ouch. Because some of us have been in the same situation, in the same boat, in the same problem, in the same circumstances that was only meant to be just a few days. But because you have spoken defeat over it, I'll never get out of this. Oh, this is too overwhelming. Guess what? Now you've been in it for a long time. Oh, somebody give God some praise. Either you feed the storm by your fear and your negative speaking, or you begin to speak to the storm what the word of God says. Did you all get that? Either you feed the storm with your fear and your negative speaking, Or you begin to speak to the storm what the Word of God says. You see, sometimes I don't feel so blessed. That's a storm that causes doubt in my faith. But it doesn't matter what I feel, because it's what the Word of God says. And the Word of God says that I am blessed coming in and blessed going out. That I'm blessed in the city and I'm blessed in the countryside. That I'm called to be on top and never on the... Oh, somebody give God some praise. So sometimes I don't feel so blessed, but I begin to say, hey, devil, in the name of Jesus, the Word of God says I am blessed. In spite of the situation, I am blessed. When the storm of sickness tries to attack this body, the Bible says that I am healed. I kill that thing real quick. Because we're never going to be storm free. You're never going to be storm free. But they're not meant for you to camp out in. They're not meant for you to set up tent. Somebody give God some praise. There is power in my mouth. There is power in my mouth. Release the power of God over your life and over your storms. Watch this. Release. When you begin to speak the Word of God over your situations, over your circumstances, hey, even over your, listen, your car breaks down, speak the Word of God. Woo! You speak, and when you speak the Word of God, what you're doing is you're releasing the power of God. This week I had a major breakdown in our car. That normally that kind of breakdown would ruin the entire engine. I was looking at having a new engine put in or replaced. But God in His mercy. The car broke down, but it was still driving. The car broke down. Can you understand? The car broke down, but it still got me to the destination. And all of a sudden, across the dashboard, the computer read, "Vehicle is now in safety mode." I had never seen that before. And all this is all fans on, and the car began to cool itself. It kept the car cool while we got to... Oh, somebody give God some glory. This could have been a big, huge storm. But because, this is why it's important that you pray before you leave the house. It's important that you pray over your children as they're leaving. You got to pray. You get up in the morning and you say, thank you, Jesus, for another day. Hey, Jesus, how was your night? Mine wasn't not so good, but how was yours? That's not a little Italian. Mine wasn't not so good. And before you pull out of that driving, Lord, traveling mercies, keep me safe. Woo! My God. I release the power of God over my life. I release the power of God over my situations. I release the power of God over my wife. I release the power of God over my children. I release the power of God over my grandchildren. I release the power of God over my ministry. I release the power of God over your life. Ask somebody to give God some praise. Watch this. Last time I checked, your Bible says in Philippians 2, verses 10 and 11, it says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. Did y'all get that? If you don't even know what to say when problems come, proclaim the name of Jesus. Sometimes we just don't know what to say. Things sometimes catch us off balance. It catches us off by surprise. And sometimes, you know, we it just catches us, you know, oh my God, Jesus. There is just something about that name of Jesus. My God. The Bible says that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess. When the devil comes your way and he starts messing with you, just open your mouth and release the power of God. Release the power of God. Say it with me. There is power in my mouth. It's just sitting. It's just waiting for you to activate it, to agree with the Word of God. What does the Word of God says over your life, over your situation, over your circumstances? Find it in the Bible. Speak it. Activate the Word of God. There is power resting in your mouth, just waiting for you. Say, oh, please, open your mouth. Let me out. The name of Jesus is a conquering name. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess. There is victory in the name of Jesus. Watch this. When you release the power of God, you are actually putting God in your battle. What does the Word of God says? Jeremiah 33:3. Call on me and I will answer. When you begin to open your mouth over the battles of your life, you are releasing the power of God. And you are literally putting God in the battle. Remember always that the battle is not yours. See, we're spending so much time battling and fighting and wrestling when you ought to be just opening your mouth and releasing the power of God. We are to live a victorious life. That means every area of your life, we ought to be living victoriously in every area. Somebody say every area. Spiritually, physically, emotionally. Every area. Every area. Financially. You should be living victoriously. I'm almost done. Rather than complaining, speaking defeat, how about complaining about how unfair everything is? Open your mouth and release the power of God. Do you know that Satan is relentless in his attacks? You need to understand that he hates you. He hates you. His desire, listen, if he can't kill you physically, he'll kill you spiritually. Okay? What does that mean? That means to kill you spiritually, he desires to render you useless, powerless, and ineffective. See, he doesn't care whether you come to church or not. He don't care. You can come to church every day for the rest of your life. As long as he can render you useless and ineffective. As long as he can nullify you. He doesn't care. As long as he continues to whisper in your ear and you begin to aim your frustration, your anger, your disappointment at your brothers and sisters. That's how he renders you useless. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. But see, then why are we always, when I say we, I'm talking about the body of Christ. Because I'm so glad that we have avoided those issues here. Because we are a kingdom church. And I understand kingdom principles. And because there is kingdom principles applied here, we avoid certain problems. Because in the kingdom, the word welfare is a good word. The Bible says he's no respecter of person. The Bible says that the first shall be last, and the last shall be first, right? Everyone's the same. That's welfare. That we all share the same common blessings. But in a church that implies democracy, now there's ranks. Oh, it sounds like you know what I'm talking about. Well, I bought this, and this is mine. Well, I did this, so this makes me more important. I've heard people say, well, I've given so much to the church. You just nullify everything. Because you don't give it to the church. You give it up to the Lord. Somebody give God some praise. With this I close. His desire is to render you useless, powerless, and ineffective. Understand that Satan is not afraid of you. Y'all remember that one demon that manifested here and came right at me and said, I'm not afraid of you. But as soon as I said, in the name of Jesus, Satan is not afraid of you. But he is afraid of the word of God that's in your mouth. If you just missed that, you just missed the whole entire sermon. Satan is not afraid of you. But he is afraid of the word of God that's in your mouth. That's why he's trying to keep you quiet. Isn't it amazing that the same people that are out here, right, talking, bickering, not minding their business, are the same ones, the ones that you hear out there, and always talk, they're the same ones that come in here, let's worship, and all of a sudden they're like, let's raise your hands. Am I speaking truth? Over there, they're like, oh! And then as soon as it comes to worship, they're like, because Satan is afraid of the word that's in your mouth. That's why you need to open your mouth and release the power of God by speaking his word. Act upon his word. And attack the devil with his word. See, some of us are like this. The devil's chasing me. Oh my God. He's on my heels. But it's time for you to turn it around. Satan, stop. See, we don't have to get all kinds of religious, you know. We want to say, devil, I rebuke you. Somebody say rebuke. Means stop. Means the same thing. You can just turn around and say, stop. You ain't got to yell. You got to, you know, you don't have to get, stop. Devil, the word of God says. Devil, the word of God says. Devil, the word of God says. Wait a minute, come back here. Wait a minute. The word of God says. Aren't you tired of the devil chasing you down, beating you up, turn it around. Turn it around. Start putting him in the chase. You run him there. Because once you say, stop, he's going to go. And so, devil, this is what the word of God says. You shall not touch God's anointed. You shall not do the prophet no harm. And notice that you begin to walk towards him and he begins to back up. Attack the devil with the word of God. Say it with me. There is power. There is power in my mouth. How many of us today were blessed by the word of God? There is power in my mouth.